Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Good news, bad news, Danny. Which one do you want first?
Bad. I always like to start with bad. It's the salad of news before I get to the thing that I want.
I just bought a new refrigerator freezer.
Oh, that's good. Isn't that good?
That's also the good news, I guess.
Oh, I guess.
We can keep food cold.
That's good news. And it was cheap and on sale, kind of?
It's the bad news.
No? Yeah.
I mean, I didn't go big. I'll say that. It was nothing nice. Mm-hmm. It's just what they cost. Things cost money.
Yes.
That's the frustration.
Yeah.
Grant and Danny on The Fran, brought to you by our friends, the law firm, Condori and Murat.
We love those guys. We really, really do. We want you guys to experience the exclusive sponsorship of our show, the law firm of Condori and Murat. Let them help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, put together a medical power of attorney, schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Let's go to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. That's where we find Chris Rowland of the DC Defenders. Their leading receiver, the number two receiver in the UFL this season. They're getting ready for their championship game against Michigan. They play tomorrow night trying to win a title. Chris, thanks for the time. You're on in the district. How you doing?
I'm doing good, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, buddy.
You got it. So break this matchup down for us. You guys played Michigan once. And they got the better of you pretty decidedly. But this is a different Defenders team now, been through a lot since. And now we're staring down a championship matchup on a neutral site in St. Louis. What are your expectations?
I mean, you know, we're feeling good going into this game. If you go back and, you know, you watch the film, you know, the game was a lot closer than, you know, what the 38-14 score matchup indicates, man. And, you know, if you look at it, you know, we made a couple mistakes. You know, we're still figuring out some stuff offensively and we're a completely different team now. You know, we're more well-rounded and we're more disciplined. And that was a learning moment, you know, at that time. And, you know, we're pretty confident going into this game, man. You know, we're looking forward to it. We're excited. And we owe those guys. So, you know, there's no lack of confidence on our side.
What's the most important thing for you guys to get done here, to get that victory?
Most important thing, man, hey, just take it one play at a time. You know, don't think about, you know, if something's going to go wrong, right? You know, we just got to continue to take our shots, you know, at that rock and, you know, and pound it. And eventually, you know, it's going to bust. And we just got to do our part and not get caught up in, you know, the rah-rah and all the glitz and the glamour of, you know, what the Michigan Panthers are doing. Just focus on each and every one of our assignments and let everybody do their job, man. And, you know, we'll leave there with a win.
Chris Rowland this season in 8 games, 42 catches, 522 yards. That's number two among UFL wide receivers, and the 42 catches is actually one of the highest totals among wideouts in the league as well. In a league where so many of you guys individually are trying to get back to the NFL or get to the league, and it's kind of about keeping your individual dreams alive, what about the team part of this, coming together to try to win a championship and just the importance of that when really, I don't know that you get into the league to win a UFL title, you get into the league so that you can get another shot in the NFL where you've been before.
Well, you know, our coach says it all the time. Coach Harris, you know, he always preaches to us, you know, with team success comes individual success. So, you know, you do your part to win each and every game. You know, I think, you know, it'll take care of itself. You know, I truly believe that. You know, I believe, you know, no NFL team will look at a team that isn't winning. And when they go and they dissect each team and each player, you know, what is this team doing right? Well, they're going to dissect each one and see, hey, you got some key guys here that are doing certain things right, which is resulting in wins over here. So my whole message, you know, you got to ignore that little eye and focus on that big team. So that's kind of what we preach, you know, in D.C.
Have there been moments where that's been more challenging than others to do that?
No. I mean, everybody's, you know, kind of focused on the, you know, same thing, just winning, you know. And if I'm truthfully, if I'm being honest with you, you know, it's, you know, not something we all kind of worry about. You know, everybody has dreams, expectations to go back to the NFL, but hey, let's win first.
Our guest is Chris Rollins, returned kicks in the National Football League, played with the Atlanta Falcons, and trying to get back there. He's a two-time now UFL All United Football League teamer, 24 and 25 the last two seasons. Played with the Falcons, the Tennessee Titans, and then professionally outside of the NFL with the Philadelphia Stars and the USFL, and now the DC Defenders. How would you comp the level of play in the UFL, maybe to even the USFL, but certainly to the NFL, for the people that have either only watched it on TV, don't go to the games like I do, or haven't seen much of it but may tune into the championship game?
I mean, you know, there's some differences. You know, obviously the level of play, you know, is a little less, you know, than the NFL, but I wouldn't say it's a huge difference. I mean, the speed is still there. The physicality of the game. I would honestly say some of the hits, you know, that I've taken in the UFL versus the NFL are much harder because, you know, you got guys, you know, fighting to get back in the NFL, you know, so the intensity, you know, there is there, but as far as, you know, the competitiveness, there is no difference.
Chris, do me a favor and compare it back to your college time at Tennessee State. Just again, to give folks kind of a frame of reference. So I know it's probably between the NFL, the highest league we got, but I'm sure it's, you know, maybe no disrespect, maybe better ball than you were playing in college. Kind of quantify that for us.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And, you know, taking nothing away where I came from, Tennessee State, smaller, you know, Division I HBCU. You know, the level of play there compared to the UFL. I mean, the UFL is much faster, much faster. I would compare it to, you know, probably the tops of, you know, college football where, you know, you got the national champions. I would say that it's more closer to that, but even still, you know, the UFL level of play is still higher than that. If I had to give you, like, you know, a true comparison.
Defenders number one playmaker and wide receiver on the outside, Chris Rollins, is with us here on Grant and Danny, one of the top wideouts in the UFL, has the Defenders with Jordan Tamu and company trying to win a championship in the UFL title game. You can watch it tomorrow night. It will be on network television as they try to win a title for D.C. Chris, what about the overall product? What would you say the NFL should take? If you were going to implement a couple things that they do in the UFL the NFL doesn't do, what would you translate over?
Oh, absolutely. The 4th-and-12 onside kick option. I think, you know, that's spectacular. You know, you look at the percentage of onside kicks that are recovered, man, it's below 20%. So, you know, with the alternative of the 4th-and-12, I think that would be a great rule to implement. I think, you know, the possibility of comebacks are more likely to happen if they do implement that rule.
Yeah, 6%, it looks like, last year in the NFL. Out of 50.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like you're done. So I totally – and by the way, the play is awesome.
Yeah.
It's a one-off play. It's offense against defense. If you get it, you go from where you were spotted. If you don't, the other team takes over. I love it. What about some of the 2-3-point conversion stuff? How have you found that?
I like that. You know, I do miss the whole, you know, when you go for one, being able to kick the field goal. You know, I feel like that gives you kind of like a breather, you know, after you score. That's one thing I don't like having to attempt a 1-point conversion. I feel like a 1-point conversion should be a gimme, but I do like the whole idea of a 3-point conversion. I like the 2-point, the 3-point conversion. I think those, which, you know, the NFL already has a 2-point, but if they had to implement a rule, it would definitely be the 3-point conversion, man. I think that's awesome.
So you may, you may have answered it for something that you didn't care for, but give me something that you go, you know what, maybe a different way of doing it's better.
Yeah. So, I really couldn't tell you, man, like as far as You talking about in general what I think, you know, they could do better?
Totally.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Well, you, for the UFL.
For the UFL,
like
I mean,
you were saying you don't like the one-point play.
Yeah, like you said, I basically answered. I wish, you know, we could bring the one-point field goal back. I feel like, you know, that, you know, as from a player standpoint, gives you more of a chance to breathe and gives, you know, kickers absolutely, you know, their time to shine instead of just field goals. But, you know, the whole thing with going forward and, you know, I think that's something we could work on because, you know, having to attempt a one-point conversion, you know, we're basically attempting a two-point conversion, in my opinion. So,
what about the return game? We got to see the kickoff. It was in the league, then out of the league, then back in your league. But the NFL adopted the old XFL kickoffs last year, and I think people hated it at first because it looks really funky. It's just weird. 5 yards mm-hmm. apart. But I fell in love with it the first time I saw it in the UFL because there were actual returns and there were big plays, and I was like, this is way better than dudes just standing there on the goal line with their arms out for touchbacks every time. But, like, how would you describe trying to return kicks? And there are a lot of times where it feels like, you know, you're just running into a wall still.
Man, that thing, I'll tell you what, that whole play, you know, kickoff return in general is a fast play. But with the new rules, that thing happens really fast, man. You got to pick a hole and go. You can't dance. You can't feel your way through, like, you know, the traditional kickoff, which is what I really enjoyed, man. I felt like I could take my time and kind of feel my way through and find a hole and then explode. But now it's, hey, it's full steam ahead. And, you know, that's one thing that I, you know, the biggest difference between that and the traditional kickoff. But I like it, man. I mean, it really shows who is a, you know, true capable returner, in my opinion. You know, you got to pick a hole and you got to hit it. You got to hit it hard.
What's the fan support been like for you guys when you've been up in D.C.?
Do what?
The fan support, when you guys been up in D.C., what's the fan support been like?
Man, the fan support's been awesome, man. I mean, you know, the fans in D.C. are relentless. You know, you couldn't ask for a better fan base. I think, you know, everybody talks about, you know, St. Louis and all, you know, the fans they bring out. But, man, there's nothing like the D.C. Defenders, you know, home games. You know, they took the lemons from us, which is okay, you know. But as far as, you know, relentlessness, man, oh, man, it gets rowdy and outy.
UFL championship game, winners of the USFL and XFL conferences. That's the DC Defenders, Michigan Panthers tomorrow, scheduled for an 8:00 kickoff. They're in St. Louis back at the Dome at America Center where the Defenders won this past weekend. So they're getting comfortable in the Dome over in St. Louis. We appreciate the time. Best of luck. Go get yourself a championship.
Thank you guys. Appreciate you for having me on the show.
Thanks, bud.
You got it. There's Chris Rowland of the DC Defenders with us on Grant and Danny. He is a violent wide receiver. With some Pierre Garçon. He's a small guy, though. He's like 5'8", 5'9". But Danny, he's very physical, and he takes huge hits.
Well, just looking at the profile picture on his Wikipedia page, that's not a gentleman I'd like to see in a dark alley or anywhere, quite frankly, if he wants to go where I am.
I love watching that guy. He's the kind of guy, like, I don't know if he'll ever get back into the NFL or not. He's 27 years old. But I promise you, if he was in the slot for somebody in the NFL, he'd be just fine. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I know what you mean.
Is he a little short on whatever it is? And I can't tell you. Maybe it's route running or speed or whatever the reason is he's not in the NFL right now. It's probably a legitimate reason. But he's just a gamer. He's physical and he plays violently. I always talked about Pierre Garçon with like the fang mouth guard mm-hmm. and looking like a UFC fighter that played receiver. Like this guy kind of gives off that same vibe. He's just a lot smaller than Pierre. And frankly, I think if he was 4 inches taller, that's an NFL wide receiver.
Well, look at that picture.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a piece of diesel beef right there.
Right.
No, thank you.
That's 5'8"-ish.
Yeah.
Imagine if that guy's 6 foot.
Yeah, he's listed at 170. I think maybe his right arm is 170. I mean, that is a tank coming at you.
All right, let's pivot to the National Football League. There's a story we have not gotten to the last couple of days that we were both really interested in. So I'm going to go with the Pro Football Talk version of mm-hmm. this story just to go through some of the details. But the gist is that Carly Ursay Gordon, who's going to be taking over as the de facto owner of the Indianapolis Colts. This is Jim Irsay's daughter. She is married somebody with the last name Gordon, so she's Carly Ursay Gordon. It's a family business, so there's a bunch of members of the family that are still going to be involved in the ownership, but she's the one that is like the most involved in the football outfit and wants to be involved and is going to be the point person, so to speak, the face of the operation. So apparently she's been doing this for a while, but now it's getting a little bit more attention. The principal owner of the Colts wears a headset during games. And she even did this when her dad was the majority owner still, and she was just his daughter very recently. part of the ownership group, obviously, but not the head of the table, so to speak. She says she's going to keep doing it. Now, this is via Stephen Holder of ESPN.com. She explained the reasoning for the practice during a Tuesday press conference. Again, the practice being during games. She wears the same headset as the coaches and anybody else so that she can hear all the calls, all the interactions, everything being said on headset. She said, quote, "I need to be able to say, is this person full of BS? Do they even know what they're talking about?" Ursay Gordon said. "It is such a complex organism, a football team and how it operates. You could say, oh, that person ran the wrong route. Then you learn, oh, someone tagged the wrong receiver and it wasn't really the player's fault. It was the person who called the play. It was the person who sent in the receiver. I would suggest it for anyone else that has to pay coaches and GMs millions and millions of dollars. It helps you make a less expensive mistake, potentially." She even goes further than that, where she likes to have the play chart in front of her. So as they're calling the plays, she's looking at the chart to see what's being run and kind of learning, as if she's a backup quarterback or something, the ways of the team in-game. And there's been a lot of conjecture and talk about this, because I think the biggest fear that NFL fans generally have about owners that aren't football people is you're overstepping. This is not your lane.
Because that's as soon as I see that, I went, oh my God, are you kidding me? But then I read about it, to your point.
And you see why she does it. And the idea is, oh no, this is some Jerry Jones maniacal situation where she's going to be trying to call plays. But when I read and looked into it, I actually think, and maybe I'll be in the minority in this, I think this is really smart. Because what would be a problem is if she then goes and at halftime walks downstairs and tells the offensive coordinator, you're not running the ball enough. That's not really what's happening, and I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Precisely.
If she were to get on the headset, she's wearing a headset to listen. I don't think she has a microphone. If she was talking, even at all, like giving feedback or advice, I would say, that's a bridge too far. That's ridiculous. And that's not because we're talking about Carly Ursay Gordon, a female. That's because any owner, Jerry Jones, Josh Harris, anybody doing that would be wrong to do that. It's a ridiculous thing to do when the football people are running the football team on game day. But I actually love this. I think this is really smart. I think she's onto something. And I think more owners should do this. Like, you have the choice if you're Josh Harris. You could listen to everything going on and look at the play sheet and study it all, him or David Tepper or whatever. Or you could sit in your suite and have some drinks and talk to Magic Johnson or Kevin Durant or whoever else is around. I don't think there's a wrong answer, by the way. You could probably get all the answers you need without listening to the headset. But I think this is probably what I would do, honestly, as just a football fan. When I go to a NASCAR race, I want to listen to what the person in the pit box is telling my favorite racer, just to hear what's going on. I think that's what she's doing, and she's adding in the fact that eventually I've got to decide who's good and who's bad, and this on game day will give me a better indication. So as long as she's not using this to try to run things on game day or be some football savant as a de facto general manager bossing people around, and I don't think that's what's going to happen, give me this 100%. I love this from her.
Yeah, so my initial reaction, just seeing the headline, I'm going, oh my God, this new person is going to be so tyrannical and nonsense, is going to start chiming in and leaving vanilla ice cream on defensive coordinators' desks and saying, why don't we run the zone dog blitz fire ant or whatever next time down the field. Oh my God, then you have to sort of listen to this person. But the explanation is actually an excellent one. As long as it doesn't rise above that, where all you're doing, I mean, imagine this. If you're the owner of the team and you listen to Ron Rivera not say anything constructive for quarters at a time.
Correct.
And just sitting there with the headset up, occasionally front clapping somebody and not saying anything at halftime and not contributing. And, you know, someone's going, what should we do? And he's going, I'm not sure. Then the offensive coordinator takes charge. You're listening to that dialogue and you have a good feel. I will never have the understanding that Cliff Kingsbury has of the sport, of the nuances as to why a play call happens, right? I could do my best to try to figure it out and kind of think along with him, but I'll never know the game the way he does, ever. But doesn't mean I shouldn't try to learn. Doesn't mean I shouldn't try to improve my own knowledge base. So I'm not going to judge him because he called, you know, this bubble screen here when I would have called an off-tackle run the other way. That's not the criteria. But if he's shaky or uncertain and isn't sure what to do and has to get guidance from the head coach, I go, huh, that's something I need to know. And then all the relationships, you're listening while they're at work. That's an invaluable deal.
So having talked to people over the years that have some access to this, it's interesting how much you can glean, I think. I've never been able to have this access, but to listen into some of this stuff. like certain coordinators who would sometimes struggle getting stuff in or stumble over their words or get flustered and just say, all right, take it, you know. And if enough of that happens, I think it does change how you feel about the coordinator or a quarterback who struggles when it is pretty clear. Hey, come on, man, let's do it. Get out of the huddle. Let's go. I think it helps you with your decisions on the quarterback.
Yep.
Because here's the thing. Owners like Carly Ursay Gordon, whether you want them to or not, when it comes to head coaching, offensive and defensive coordinator, coaching staff, quarterback decisions, they are immensely involved. They shouldn't call the shots. They should listen more than they talk most of the time if they're not football savants. But they are, and should always be, and will be, heavily involved. So the more information you have, the better. You can learn about your quarterback this way. I think mostly your coordinators. Can we afford to let Cliff Kingsbury walk? If you're listening to every game and you know that he's in the headset telling Dan, I'm just making this up, but
yeah,
telling Dan Quinn, hey, I need this fourth down. I need you to go. Like, he's helping coach the game too.
Yeah, like I'm going for a shorter play here knowing that we're going for fourth
exactly.
down, right? Yeah, boom. Right.
Or if you know Dan Quinn is like saying something and I'm just, again, I'm making this up, but Kingsbury's like, no, Dan, we got to do this. I mean, there have been times I remember back in the day where Danny Smith would help coach the coach. Okay. Like, there were things like that happening. And if you're listening to that, you know this person is in over their head.
Yep.
This is a boob. We can't have that. Little things like that, those subtle, nuanced amounts of intel that you get, I think can be huge. So I actually really like this, but we want to hear what you guys think. 800-636-1067. There's a great fear about owners who overstep. You know, Dan Snyder, Jerry Jones, David Tepper, those guys are nightmares. I think this is the dream. An engaged owner with a more accurate understanding of who's good and who isn't. But are we missing something here? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Welcome back. We got our double play, which is a Friday winning off the field segment. Coming up in 15 minutes, 4 o'clock, the Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny. And then at 5, Daniel Murphy, Nats legend, stops by the show right here on The Fan. They're celebrating 20 years over at Nats Park. Adam LaRoche is coming back. Daniel Murphy will be at the ballpark all weekend long. It's pretty cool. So we will talk to him today about his triumphant return to D.C. But Carly Ursay Gordon taking over with Jim Ursay having passed away as the new de facto head of the Indianapolis Colts, leading the ownership group. She's going to be the face of the family's ownership team. She wears a headset during games. She listens to everything going on. She even has a play sheet in front of her, and she thinks that that intel is helpful in making decisions, and I think she's right. You're deciding if a coordinator's good or bad, if you need to pay them a raise or let them walk. Why wouldn't you want to know?
Or it can lead you to good questions. In other words, like if something may happen you don't understand, and you can actually directly reference it instead of sort of vaguely saying, you know, in the game when you guys punted on 4th and 1, why'd you do that? Like, you hear those kinds of conversations.
That's true.
You can ask way more informed questions. And if you're evaluating these people, which you are inevitably, is the place where the buck stops, I actually think it's really good. But again, when I initially heard it, I recoiled. I went, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. They're going to, you know, trying to, you know, insert themselves, do what Snyder did, or, you know, get involved in team meetings and dictate who should play and Jeff George this thing and the whole nine yards. It doesn't sound like it, to be honest with you. It sounds really smart.
You know who made the right call and the wrong call in the dispute, too, in terms of going for a fourth down. Somebody who advocated for it or against it. I think that can help. Now, there's an argument to this. I'm going to argue against me, and it sounds like you as well. We agree on this. But someone could say, well, you're less likely to be an overbearing, controlling owner if you're less likely to want to wear a headset and stare at the play sheet. And I think that's probably true. Like, in other words, if you're saying someone who's going to go full Jerry Jones or David Tepper is probably also going to be wearing the headset, although I'd point out that those guys don't do that. But the point is, like, what we all want is an owner that asks good questions, that is seen and not heard, who's in the room and helps when the big decisions need to be made, but that doesn't dominate the football conversation part of it. And you could convince me that you are more inclined to be that way if you're not also really interested in, like, being involved in everything. That said, it doesn't seem like she oversteps, like she hasn't. I just think that if you do this solely and you don't overstep, this is actually good, not bad.
Yeah. So there, back in the day, I took a class on the U.S. presidency, and there were this professor broke it down into four different quadrants of how somebody's management style when you're overseeing, I don't know, the country. The worst and least productive possible is called the disinterested micromanager, right? There's the active micromanager, which could be like this, where you're finding out everything and you're intimately involved and you want to be part of it, et cetera. The disinterested person, that's Snyder, that's Tepper. That's, I can't be bothered with the day-to-day being informed, but I'm going to come in and try to fix things, right? That's the worst possible managerial style that there is. And that, to me, is not what's happening here.
Well, so I also would disagree with Jerry and Depper about that, though. They're not disinterested. They're involved in everything.
Well, disinterested is the way of phrasing. They can't bother to listen to all the information and get
Understood.
It all. They're not sitting here listening to the plays. They just go, it didn't work. The offense wasn't good. Fire everybody.
I think other than not having the headset on, I think they are in on everything. I think they have, you know, they're listening to meetings. Those guys are way too involved in everything. I don't think they just, like, show up at the end of the week and say, here's the quarterback I want. That's kind of the Dan Snyder, though, to your point. That's the, I'm taking over the draft when you weren't in on any of the draft meetings and you've been on your
You didn't do any scouting, yeah.
I think the Cowboys wish that was the case with Jerry a little more often. That dude's having press conferences whenever he wants to downstairs outside the locker room. You know what I mean? He's there every single day. Same with Tepper. Let's go to the phone. Shane's in Avion. I don't even know what that is. What's up?
It's in France, so I'm on the outside of France. What's up, Commander Danny?
Great,
the Round Man of Radio. You guys are awesome. You guys got the best show. You know that.
Appreciate
but look,
you.
Here's the way I'm, my topic on that, man. It's micromanaging her team. That's a genius idea. Like, it's her team, right? So why not? And now you're holding people accountable for what they're doing, like you said. Hey, look, you can't blame anything on nobody when the owner's watching, right? It's a old saying, when the boss comes to the job site, that's when people start working, right? So it's a great idea. I think if it catches on, I don't think it's going to be the last owner to do it. Number one, if I was the owner of the team, I'd be doing the same damn thing. It's my team. It's an investment. These coaches are investments. and they're paid very, very well. And you know what? It's time that now owners are holding not only – look, the players get handed accountability all the time, right? So now it's that time for the coaches.
And it's millions. It used to be you could sign a coach for 5 years, a couple million a year, whatever. Probably just 10, 15 years ago, it was a few million a year. Now some of these coaches are making $20 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're talking about a ton of money. And then if you got to fire someone, you're paying somebody 20 and the next guy 14 on his first contract or whatever. That's a crap ton of money to give to a head coach. Like, the money's not the same, but if you're our boss, who's a program director, and you could listen in or see our prep meetings, or you could see the email chain and, you know, who's doing what and who's more invested, like, I think all that information's
worthwhile
probably
info, yeah.
Beneficial, right? CJ's in Alexandria. What's up, CJ?
Hey, guys. I might be taking this in a little different direction, but, I mean, if you owned a team, wouldn't you, honestly, just as a fan, want to be listening in
100%.
On
that? Oh, I said I would do this 100%.
And now I'm thinking, I'm like, well, what if for, like, the premium seats or something like that, if you're able to wear a headset as somebody's sitting in a suite or something like that? I'd pay a lot of money to listen to what's going on between the coaches.
So that'd be sick. You'll just never be able to because – you know, it's impossible.
It's proprietary to some degree.
Number one, it's impossible to hear that without potentially it getting to the opponent.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. But number two, in the same way that last night the Cubs probably wish we didn't have as much access to the dugout as we now do with Justin Turner down the steps celebrating, if you know, you know.
Yeah, dude, that was nuts if you haven't seen it.
That was absolutely nuts.
Mm-hmm.
At Grant H. Paulson on Twitter if you want to check out what we're talking about.
Right.
I think teams, like, they don't even want Hard Knocks in their building. And they have editorial ability for a week at a time before something's published to get out. In the heat of the moment, with guys screaming and cursing, fans aren't ready for that.
Right.
You think Daron Payne and John Allen, like, putting a face toward one, you know, a finger in one another's face is a problem? Wait till you hear how some of these coaches and GMs and, you know, different people that are on these mics occasionally might talk to
each
other.
In the heat of competition? Yeah.
I don't think people are built for
that. There's some naughty language afoot.
What do the kids say? Like, I don't think you want that smoke. Reggie's in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Reggie?
Hey, what's going on, Grant and Danny? First of all, I love y'all's show. I cannot believe y'all co-signing this foolishness. I don't want my owner nowhere near a headset. You know what I want my owner to do? I want my owner to hire smart people. Let the smart people, when you want to choose a quarterback, give me the pros and cons of which quarterback. And if I need to break the tie, which I think Jack Ken Cook did with Beathard and Gibbs, I'll break the tie. Other than that, my owner, and I'm not even saying because she's a woman, she's not going to know a soft squat between a hard flat. She's not going to know a fire blitz between a cover three, why we did it, and why. No, this is going to open up like a Pandora's box. And if I'm in that coach organization, you know how nervous I'm going to be to have, like,
a good
Big
point.
Brother watching over top of you? This is ridiculous.
So, Reggie, let me ask you this. I think it's a great call and very good points. How do you know if somebody's smart or not based on rep? Right? Like, wouldn't you get firsthand observation this way? Like, that's where I'm coming from on this.
If my eyes have 30 years of sensitive knowledge of that, and again, I'm not saying because she's a woman, she doesn't know.
No, we're saying any owner is in the same boat, in my opinion.
I wouldn't be advanced enough to know. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm hiring smart people. That's because it's no exact science of it, but I'm hiring smart people that's going to be able to make that decision for me. Just like this. I don't want my quarterback coach sitting in the marketing meeting telling me how to market Jaden Daniels. I don't need that.
No, you don't.
And you don't.
By the way, outstanding call.
Good call, Reg. Thanks.
I agree with everything you just said with the exception of her listening in is anything other than just added information.
If the point is it could escalate beyond that, then oh, yeah. Like, and if it does, now we have an issue.
I'm still not doing anything differently. I am hiring professionals. Mm-hmm. They are making the decisions. I'm not calling the shots on the quarterback. My point is, you know who eventually is involved in the decision to fire a general manager? The owner. It's only the owner. You know who eventually is responsible for firing the head coach? It's the owner and the GM. You're just going to have more insight on the things that you do have to do. Now, to his point and something I've thought about, a buddy of mine texted me and said, wouldn't it be better if she just hired someone who's a former coach or a longtime NFL person to listen and then to give her feedback on what they're hearing?
And to filter it.
And I actually think that's probably true. Like, in other words, she gets smarter doing this. She learns the game more, just like any owner, Josh Harris or anybody would. He'll know what those blitzes are. He'll know any of us listening all season long, 17 games and all that stuff, we'd be such smarter football fans. And I think that's probably a good thing, not a bad thing, if your owner's smarter just for their own knowledge and has more of an understanding of what everybody does and how they do it. I think that's healthy if she's not overstepping, and I don't think she will. But I guess my point is, if you were to, let's say, bring in, I'm making this up, but I say, Trent Green, I want you to listen to this month's worth of games on our headsets, and I want you to type up notes, and I'm going to pay you $100,000 as an advisor, and I want you to give me all your thoughts on the coaches you hear, everyone on the mic, what you think of each of them. That's probably way more insightful than me listening to it. And I actually think that is a good point. It doesn't mean I don't like that she's doing it. Just means that's probably a more instructive way to get the intel you need.
Yeah, you could also have your team president do it, your GM do it even.
But I want to help
evaluate
guys.
That's what I'm saying, to help evaluate those guys.
And GMs do a lot of the times listen into some of that stuff. But GMs are involved.
Mm-hmm.
GM, like, you don't think Adam Peters is pro Dan Quinn? Of course he is. I want a extra. I'm trying to get intel.
You're bringing in the consultant, yeah.
Yeah, I want someone to say, hey, I think this coach, like Ron Rivera, is kind of full of crap. You know, whatever it is, right?
I just want someone to tell me that.
800-636-1067. Mark in Frederick, home of the Keys. What's up?
Hey, I just want to add a data point, maybe a comp for this. I think it's a great idea. If you remember back in ancient history when the new ownership came in, Josh Harris was in the room at the NFL Combine while they interviewed all the quarterbacks. And we all thought that was a great idea so that he would be able to personally evaluate each quarterback's answers to all the questions they had. We thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, push back. It's a great call. I know my take at the time was, I love this. And it's actually very analogous in the sense that I thought it was really good for him to get the information, be engaged, be involved, but I don't want you to do anything with it. In other words, have all the intel so that when someone, if they come to you and says, you're a really smart billionaire, you're a good business person, what do you think? You can have a more informed response. But I don't want you to use that to say or do anything else. Just get it. It's like having money you don't spend. I want you to get as much as possible and put it away, but I don't need you throwing it around and making it rain at the strip club.
So I didn't like that Harris was in the room at that point. I think we gave him a pass or liked it because he's Josh Harris and he's not Dan Snyder. Just because in general, your direct influence in the room, people are ultimately trying to please you and read what you're thinking in order to do it.
Same thing about her on the headset.
So that to me, but because that's more passive because you're not sitting in an offensive coordinator's meeting or a passing game meeting or whatever.
Willing to do this, why wouldn't she be willing to do some of that other stuff?
Well, and that's kind of the point here is if you now are sitting in the room when people are deciding on stuff and you're giving away reactions where, all right, here's our game plan install. And you're going, that's what you're, okay. Like, people are going to react to that. That I don't want because that starts to get an outsized influence. But just passively listening to me is different.
Yeah. I would do it, I think. I probably wouldn't do it every game because I would just want to eat meatballs and like hang out with Olympians, too, because that would be a fun part of being a billionaire.
Wouldn't that be fun, yeah.
800-636-1067. You can hop in. We'll also win off the field next. Tell us how your day has gone well, what's gone right that nobody else would care about. This is The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Where do we go? Ah. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. It is time to figure out how you are winning off the field. Thanks much for making the show part of your day. Coming up in 11 minutes, Tyler Dunn, who covers the NFL, writes really detailed pieces about the National Football League, did a great story on Cliff Kingsbury, who he studied up on and dug into and chatted with. So we'll talk to Tyler about that coming up at the top of the hour, right at 4 o'clock today in lieu of a Beltway Blitz. But we will give you a little taste of the Blitz. We'll give you some teams you care about on the back end of that and the latest going on in DC sports. But it is time, Danny, to win off the field. Show the people how it's done.
So my 7-year-old is participating in this all-star soccer tournament thing. It's a really cool thrill for some of these little kids. And in this rec soccer league. So it's fun. They're doing, it's a fundraiser type thing. It's a whole kit and caboodle. Point is, today, excuse me, no, it's not even today. Yesterday, good gracious, was the only day that somebody from the team was going to pick up uniforms. So like, this is, you got one window to do it, right? Because everyone's volunteering and the whole thing's a pain. So I was like, I can do it in the morning if it's available because I have usually have mornings free, right? And that's kind of how you and I are operating these days. And we found out, like, no, it's nobody can do it. You know, it's not morning. It's the window's going to be from, like, 4 to 6, right smack dab in the middle of the radio program, right? So I'm like, well, now I can't do it anymore. I can't help you. And everyone's going, I can't help. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. One parent. You could hear the play when that email hit our inbox, said, I can do it. Just Venmo me. And so we did. The whole thing is solved. Uniforms are gotten. And we'll be picking them up tonight from him. Much easier. Because it happened, and I didn't have to do anything, I am.
Winning off the field?
That's it.
I have been getting a lot of pressure to solve the dilemma at the house that started a couple of nights ago. We can't put anything in the refrigerator.
Oh, right.
Can't put anything in the freezer.
Can't do it.
Today, I'm on the phone with my wife. We're talking about something else. And my son in the background is going, Dad! 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 In the car. Yep. You familiar with this?
No, this is a kid doing that?
Yeah. I think we got 8 dads, right? Yeah. And finally, I'm like, let me just talk to him.
Yeah, buddy.
And so she hands him the phone, and he goes, can you buy us a freezer, please?
There you go.
Why do you care about that?
Under pressure.
I think he doesn't have his ice pops, or he doesn't have his ice cream, or his ice cream sandwich, or whatever thing he wanted last night. And mom was like, oh, there's nothing in the freezer, because we don't have a freezer. And now it's his job to get me to do it. But because I made the purchase today, officially, did 3 days worth of comparing some prices, kept waiting for things to get better, didn't get better.
It didn't get better?
Bit the proverbial bullet today, therefore I am.
Winning off the field?
Let's go to Chris, who's in Hyattsville.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
What's up, gentlemen? Have a happy Friday to you. Listen, I know this is not just necessarily in the spirit of winning off the field. Danny might call it an on-field win. But I recently got my degree in data science from University of Loyola, Maryland. Go Greyhounds. Which means, Grant, when you and I have a dispute on Twitter regarding baseball statistics and such, you must understand that you're dealing with a scientist.
Oh, wow. A data scientist?
So the on-field win could lead to an off-field win in that sense.
That's very true.
Well, that was the entire objective of 3 years of courses and tests and exams and so forth.
So how should I refer to you? Like, are you a...
His Lordship Commander Data?
Doctor?
What is it?
Bill Nye of Twitter now, okay? Yeah.
Okay?
I'm basically Bill Nye of online sports arguments.
So is there a title
I'm
with
the
it?
Neil deGrasse Tyson of war and WOBA.
Like it. But are you, so you're just scientists? Is there like a letters that go with that? You know what I mean? Like an attorney is like Esquire. Yeah,
right.
Or like,
ESQ, you know, yeah, MD.
I believe the letters are G-O-A-T, Grant. I believe those are the letters that go.
Indeed. I will ask for your understanding and your patience with me.
Your grace.
As one of the unwashed masses in the future when we discuss things in baseball.
Yes. Do so.
Congratulations.
Thank you very
much. Winning off the field.
3 years of classes. How about it?
Yeah.
That's a hell of an accomplishment.
That's a lot of studying. And like living as an adult, by the way. That ain't easy.
I should have asked him. Now I'm asking you to answer for him.
Yeah.
Does he do that for fun?
No.
Or is it something he needed for work?
I bet I don't know if he needed it for work or he wanted it.
Becoming a data scientist? Unless that's what you do for a job. Like, did he just do it to be able to call in and do a baseball bit? Is that the whole point?
Yeah, like he takes winning off the field that seriously?
Not to that. But
Twitter
like,
arguments seriously?
I think he wants to do it so that he can build a spreadsheet about war.
No, well, maybe. But like, so years ago, my wife had a job where one of the things that you could do was they'll help you with grad school to help like enhance your career. So they'll pay for a little bit of it, but you still pay for most of it. But it's like, yeah, we encourage you to do that in order to help your, you know, your own career rocket ship so you can get into certain things. It didn't really work out. It wasn't really what we were after, but that's maybe something like that, right? Where you go, I'm not like doing this for kicks. It's like, this will help me long term.
Luke McCaffrey in DC. What's up?
Hi, Luke McCaffrey.
Hey boys, how you doing?
Come in.
So a little bit short on money earlier this week. I instantly thought of this segment and I was been waiting a week. I had $4,500 McDonald's rewards points, so I wanted to use them. I went there, redeemed my free filet of fish. I got the bag, and something was a little bit different. I was like, what's going on? I opened up a double filet of fish. It was amazing, incredible, unexpected, and I instantly thought of you guys and had to call in.
Winning off the field.
We're glad you did.
You get it.
It's nice to be thought of. That's the idea of the segment.
That's it, right there.
Stephen Warrington, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Long-time listener. Love your show.
Thank you.
So I work at a dental office, and I'm a dental assistant, and I never, ever get off on time. But every day this week, I got off on time, and some days I got off early. Therefore, I am.
You understand.
Winning off the field.
Bruce, if you could just keep up.
Bruce, Steph.
It's not that hard, right?
She tried to.
You just got to just say it, Bruce.
Bruce.
She's pouring her heart out to you. That's all she's. She's giving you a little piece of her life.
You know what I mean, Bruce?
And all you got to do, Bruce, is just you got one job.
Virginia's doing great.
Thank you. Well,
it is now,
Governor.
Bruce. I mean, Governor.
The culture is actually damn good.
Let's talk to Tyler Dunn, who reported on Cliff Kingsbury. Got some details on the Washington offensive coordinator next on Grant and Danny.
Winning off the field.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.